Do you know what a teacher is? Of course you do. But did you know that Jesus was a teacher? Yes, he was. He even taught grown-ups, and he had a very special way of teaching. He told stories called parables. Here are some of the great parables, the stories that Jesus told in the Bible. This one is called The Widow's Mite. One day, Jesus was sitting opposite the temple where he could see the people coming to put in their money. Many rich men came and put in large sums. But after a time, a poor woman came and dropped in two small coins, which were worth less than a penny. Observing this, Jesus called to his disciples and said to them, "I tell you, this poor widow has given more than all the rest who have put their money into the treasury. For they have given out of their plenty, but she, out of her poverty, has given all that she has, even that which she needed to keep her alive." Jesus taught the golden rule. He said, "You have heard the saying, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say to you, love your enemies, bless those who curse you, do good to those who hate you, and pray for those who persecute you, that you may become sons of your Father in heaven. For he makes his sun to shine on the wicked and the good alike. He sends rain on both those who do right and those who do wrong. For if you love only those who love you, what reward have you earned? Do not even the tax gatherers as much? And if you show courtesy only to your friends, what more are you doing than others? Do not even the heathens do as much?" What Jesus was saying was that you must try to become perfect, even as your heavenly Father is perfect. Therefore, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Once Jesus said, "I say unto you that more joy shall be in heaven over one sinner that repenteth than over 99 just persons which need no repentance." And here's the story he told to explain what he meant by this. There was a man who had two sons, and the younger son demanded his share of his father's property. So his father divided all that he had between the two. The younger son immediately took his share to a distant country, where he soon ruined himself by wasteful and riotous living. And when he had spent everything, and he had no more money and was very hungry, he hired himself to a man who sent him into the fields to take care of the pigs. He was so hungry that he would gladly have eaten what the pigs were eating, but no one gave him anything to eat. Then he saw that his wastefulness and riotous living had caused his miserable condition, and he determined to go home again to his father and confess how wrongly he had behaved. And though he could not expect to be forgiven, to plead with his father to let him stay with him, even as a servant. So he set out on his journey home. When his father saw him, he ran lovingly to meet his son and kissed him again and again. Then the son told his father that he had sinned against God and against him, and was not fit to be called his son any more. But the father called to his servants and said, "Bring forth quickly the best robe and put it on him, and put a ring on his hand and shoes on his feet, and let us eat and make merry." And they began to rejoice together. The elder son was in the field where he had been working. As he came near the house, he heard music and dancing, and he called to one of the servants and asked him what had happened. "Your brother has come home," the servant explained, "and your father is rejoicing because he is home again, safe and sound." This made the elder son angry, and he would not go into the house. So his father came out to find out what the trouble was. The elder son said, "For many years I have served you and never disobeyed. But when your younger son, who has wasted everything that was given to him, comes home, you rejoice." But his father answered him, "Son, thou art ever with me, and all that I have is thine. It was right that we should make merry and be glad, for this thy brother was dead and is alive again, and was lost and is found." One evening, when he was with his disciples at supper, Jesus arose and put off his upper garment, which was a loose, flowing robe. Then, taking a towel, he poured water into a basin and began to wash the feet of his disciples, wiping them with the towel. He asked the disciples if they knew why he had washed their feet. And he went on to tell them that he had done it in order to teach them that as he, whom they called Master and Lord, had not thought it beneath him to act as though he were their servant, they ought to be willing to serve each other in any way, however lowly. Another time, Jesus said to his apostles, "Can a blind man lead a blind man? Will not both fall into a ditch? A disciple is not above his teacher, but every pupil perfectly trained will be like his teacher." He also taught them, saying, "No good tree bears rotten fruit, nor does a rotten tree bear good fruit, for each tree is known by its own fruit. Figs are not gathered from thorns, nor grapes picked from a bramble bush. A man brings forth good from the good stored in his heart, and an evil man brings forth evil from the evil stored in his heart. You are the light of the world. A city on a hill cannot be hidden. One does not light a candle to put it under a basket, but on a stand where it may give light to all who are in the house. So let your light shine before men, that they may see your good deeds and praise your heavenly Father. He who hears these words of mine and keeps them in mind will be like a wise man who built his house upon rock. The rain fell and the floods came, the winds blew and beat upon the house, but it did not fall, for its foundation was built on the rock. But he who hears these words of mine and does not keep them in mind will be like the foolish man who built his house on sand. The rain fell and the floods came, the winds blew and beat upon the house, and it fell, and great was its downfall." The scribes and the Pharisees brought to Jesus a woman who had been caught in a wrongdoing. And they said, "Now Moses in the law commanded us that people doing this wrong should be stoned. But what sayest thou?" Jesus stooped down and wrote with his finger on the ground as though he did not hear them. So they asked again, and he stood up and said, "He that is without sin among you, let him cast the first stone at her." He stooped down again and wrote on the ground, and when he stood up once more, he saw that he was left alone with the woman, for the consciences of the others had disturbed them, and they had gone away. Then Jesus said to the woman, "Where are your accusers? Has no man condemned you?" She said, "No man, Lord." And Jesus said to her, "Neither do I condemn you. Go and sin no more." Most of us, at one time or another in our lives, have been worried and afraid. I have. Jesus said, "Do not be anxious about your life, nor about what you shall eat or what you shall wear. For does not life mean more than food, and the body more than clothing? Consider how the birds of the air neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not worth far more than they? Are not two sparrows sold for a penny? Yet not one of them falls to the ground without your Father's knowledge. As for you, the very hairs of your head are numbered. Then have no fear, for you are worth far more than sparrows. Which of you, by anxiety, can add a single foot to his height? And why be anxious about what you wear? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. And yet, not even Solomon in all his splendor was clothed like one of these. Now, if God so clothes the grass of the fields, which is alive today, but tomorrow is thrown into the oven, is it not far more certain that he will clothe you, O men of little faith? Do not be anxious then and say, 'What shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or in what shall we be clothed?' Your Heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. Seek first to do right as He would have you do, and all these other things will be given to you. Therefore, do not be anxious about tomorrow. Tomorrow will take care of itself.